Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Well, it falls into every situation within the game. There's all of those that fall into that, whether it's rundowns, get back on track, third downs, short yardage, 2 minute, 4 minute, the game within the game. It's a number of things. One, we can certainly scheme it better. I say this all the time. You guys get tired of me saying it. Scheme it better, call it better, execute better. That's really what it comes down to. Doesn't matter what situation it is. You know, some of it, like the one, was, you know, a goal-to-goal situation. A couple times we've had others were in the red zone or black zone. We've had penalties or we've had, things that we just got to do it better.
So that's Todd Monken talking about the short yardage struggles. And he says, oh, I got to coach it better. We got to scheme it better. And you mentioned, Jason, last segment, one of the few things that Harbs has been honest about is their struggles in short yardage.
It's pretty broken. 11 carries in goal-to-goal situations for 8 yards. Minus 0.55 yards before contact. They're 28th in the league in goal-to-go efficiency. They've gotten too cute for their own good at times when they've tried to just hand it off to Derrick Henry. That hasn't worked particularly well either. Getting Lamar back will help. He's talking about all the different things they need to do better. I would suggest draft better offensive linemen. That might be where the whole thing really needs to start. It also sounded to me like somebody was playing floor hockey in the background.
Yeah, there's something going
on. And I'm picturing Sashi and DaCosta. One-on-one floor hockey. But Sashi would probably win because DaCosta would be hard to see with the glasses on.
Oh. You mean it'd be hard for him to see?
Yeah, so I give Sashi the advantage.
Yeah, because
it'd be hard to pick the puck up.
Yeah.
In the floor hockey when you're wearing your sunglasses at night and during the day.
But yeah.
A lot of these things go hand in hand, and you focus on the short yardage, and the vast majority of these short yardage situations have come in the red zone, and that's why the Ravens have been so inept in the red zone as a whole this year, where they were by far and away the best red zone offense in football in 2024. This year, they've plummeted to 26th, and the short yardage situation is a huge reason why they're bottom 10.
More from Monk. Does he regret the tush-push tactic at the goal line?
100%. I mean, throughout every game, whether we score a lot or we score a little, not happens a lot less frequently when you score a lot. But throughout the game, there's calls you're like, maybe not. You know, that's just what you do. I mean, you take ownership in when it isn't successful. A given play, a given series, a given quarter, a given game. That's what you do. That's what they pay us to do. That's what pay our players to do, which is assess how it went. And obviously, whenever it doesn't go well, you always look at it and go, eh, maybe that wasn't right. No, we're not the only ones. Everything that we do within a game. So that, those are things we always look at and fight like hell to fix it. And I know you guys hear me say that all the time, but that's what you do.
I did not expect Monk to go full Stone Feltz there at the start of the answer. We went 100%. That's a, I've not heard that in a while, but yes, regrets, he's got a few. To quote
that,
Frank
Sinatra. Do we think that the Andrews direct snap push brotherly shove, Charm City choke, whatever,
yeah.
whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Do we think that's dead? Do we think that there's been a Sharpie and it's just scratched that right out of the playbook? Like next week, if Monk's got the play sheet stuffed in his front pants,
yeah,
and there's a big chunk that's just blacked out, do we think that's the Charm City choke? Do we think that's dead?
Yeah.
I'm not fully convinced it's.
You think it could be resuscitated?
We're not going to see it next week. I think it's going to.
But it's like Jason Voorhees. It could jump out of Crystal Lake at some point.
Wow, yeah. Here's a reference. He has no idea what you're saying. Do you know Jason Voorhees is, Bon?
That's the Halloween movie. Scary movie.
That's Michael Myers.
Scary,
but you're close enough.
Scary movie.
Friday the 13th.
I have not seen it. Yeah. I'm aware.
Yeah. More from Monk, who spoke on Tuesday. The thought process of making a quarterback change during a game without Lamar.
I don't know if there's a what conversation goes into that. I think there's our talk is, all right, how's the game going? Where are we at? There's other things to play into. What's the weather like? What's the score of the game? Do we need a spark? That all those things are a part of it.
Well, they needed a spark because the one guy stinks.
What comes back first? Cooper Rush or the Charm City choke?
What do you mean, plays?
Who do we see next?
I am tickled that you want this Charm City choke thing to be something. If somebody just tuned in five seconds ago, nobody
nicknames.
Has any idea.
He loves nicknames.
Yeah. He's referring to the Tush Push, by the way.
Well, the Tush Push works. So yeah. I'm not referring to
their Tush Push.
I'm referring to the Charm City choke.
Higante Unior, that did die.
Yeah,
it
did.
That did die quick.
Yeah.
Answer the question.
I think the Tush Push is here before Cooper Rush.
I agree.
I'm going to say Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
So you're assuming Lamar gets hurt again.
It's a long season. I think, have you seen this offensive line?
I don't know if you guys
got sacked 15 times before this last.
I don't know if you guys remember my six pack yesterday, but I think there's a shot Cooper Rush ain't here in a couple weeks. Yes, so
I do remember. I do recall.
More from Todd Monken, who spoke on Tuesday. Finding a niche in the. Take responsibility for the below par play of Cooper Rush.
Well, start with me. I mean, we got to do it better for him. You know, there's a lot of that we can do better offensively for him. We did a better job in the game the other day. What I was excited about is we needed to be able to run the football. We did run the football. And that's a starting point. Whoever your quarterback is, if you can run the football, you're going to be in advantageous down and distances. And we got to do it better for him. Can certainly play better around him.
He's not lying. They did run the football. There was that positive against the Rams. Not on many other positives, but there was that.
Hey, Derrick Henry ran the ball 16 times in the first half.
And
they ran like 70 plays on offense because they were able to get volume in the run game. Yeah. I mean, is it sustainable? Not so sure, but it's a nice
it's something.
It was easily nice the foundation. Biggest positive for the offense.
Absolutely.
By far and away.
Ravens are now officially on their bye. They practiced Tuesday and Wednesday. They're now off until they come back next week, back on the practice field on Wednesday to get ready for the Bears. But coming up next, blowout in the ALCS last night. No home team has won a game in this round. We'll talk playoffs and maybe some managerial stuff because Tony Gwynn Jr., of course, part of Padres Radio. What's he think of Ryan Flaherty? Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.